Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel from Luke chapter 16, we heard the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, by which our Lord teaches us a lesson on the evil of greed and of the neglect of the poor and suffering, and also the need to overcome our selfish tendencies and to become more selfless like Christ. The life of the rich man was one of enjoyment of riches and luxuries, the good life, as they say, but it ended miserably. It is an eternal condemnation. And why? Because he neglected to share with others the blessings he received. And worse still, for omitting to share his goods, even minimally, with those who were even at his doorstep dying, such as Lazarus. His excess of disordered love of money, riches, and fine dining blinded him to the extreme needs of others, others he could and should have helped. So this is the reason why the rich man was condemned. Do we ever act like this rich man, ignoring the poor and the suffering, having an attitude of indifference towards them, and omitting to do something, anything, even minimally, to help them? Now it's true that, as our Lord says, the poor you will have with you always, but this doesn't excuse us from offering some help to others in their needs. There may not be a man dying at our doorstep like Lazarus, but the poor are still around us. The suffering are all around us. As Mother Teresa said so very well, you know, taking the pulse of the poverty of the West in countries like ours, she said that many people are dying of hunger, you know, not so much for a piece of bread, but for love. And this is the deeper kind of poverty that pervades affluent, secularized societies like ours. It's a much worse kind of poverty, the poverty of loneliness, of feeling unwanted, unloved by anyone. And Jesus, he assures us that he identifies himself with the poor and the suffering, including those suffering from this deeper and worse kind of poverty. So when we serve them, we are serving Jesus himself. Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. Lent is a time of interior spiritual renewal for each of us in the church. We might be tempted to focus on ourselves, how we're doing with our Lenten resolutions, and that's good, provided that we don't become oblivious to the needs of others, even at our doorstep, within our own families, in the lives of all those who are near and dear to us, and perhaps those who are not so dear to us, but yet who are in our lives in some way, a part of our lives. Let us not refuse them our help, you know, the alms that we can offer them. Not so much money, but the alms of our love, mercy, compassion, and service. This almsgiving of the Spirit is a sure antidote to our selfish tendencies and will help us to become more like Christ in his selflessness, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Et Jesus.